The title of my message today is Be Like a Child, and it's taken from Matthew chapter 18, verse 1 to 7. At that time, the disciples came to Jesus and asked, "Who then is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven?" He called a little child to him and placed the child among them. And he said, "Truly I tell you, unless you change and become like little children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. Therefore, whoever takes the lowly position of this child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. And whoever welcomes one such child in my name welcomes me. If anyone causes one of these little ones, those who believe in me, to stumble, it would be better for them to have a large millstone hung around their neck and to be drowned in the depths of the sea. Woe to the world because of the things that cause people to stumble. Such things must come, but woe to the person through whom they come." The prayer of a child can have a positive, lasting effect on your life or a negative, lasting effect. You see, God listens to the prayer of a child before he listens to an adult. The disciples were arguing among themselves as to which one of them was the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. Jesus then placed a child in the midst of them and said, "Truly, I tell you, unless you change and become like little children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven." Not only should our attitude and humility be childlike, but we should be careful how we treat children. Jesus' treatment of children was always favorable. Let's turn to Mark chapter 10, verse 13 to 15. It reads, "People were bringing children to Jesus for him to place his hands on them, but the disciples rebuked them. When Jesus saw this, he was indignant. He said to them, 'Let the little children come to me, and do not hinder them, for the kingdom of God belongs to such as these. Truly I tell you, anyone who will not receive the kingdom of God like a little child will never enter it.' And he took the children in his arms, placed his hands on them, and blessed them." We see that Jesus uses a child to admonish his disciples on how they should be. However, if a child is treated in a way by a disciple that causes that child to sin, there will be unfavorable consequences for that disciple. In Matthew 18, verse 6, we read, "If anyone causes one of these little ones, those who believe in me, to stumble, it would be better for them to have a large millstone hung around their neck and to be drowned in the depths of the sea." How does that happen? Because the child is not always able to explain what abuse or ill treatment has occurred. What does the child pray for? Children are given special grace when they are mistreated or offended. Their angel records it and reports it to God. Don't think you can treat children badly and get away with it. You cannot. On the other hand, when you treat children well, that will also be recorded by their angels, and the consequences will be favorable. A dog, for instance, never forgets if it has been mistreated or by whom it has been mistreated by. A child also never forgets if he or she has been treated favorably or unfavorably. and the consequences of your action will be felt accordingly, either by blessings or curses. What determines that? Well, the angelic records of that child are stated in Matthew 18, verse 10, which reads, "See that you do not despise one of these little ones, for I tell you that their angels in heaven always see the face of my Father in heaven." How do we change unfavorable records against us? Seeing we're all children at heart, let us pray that all unfavorable angelic records committed against children will be removed. Let's do this according to what Proverbs 28, verse 13 says. And it says, "Whoever conceals their sins does not prosper, but the one who confesses and renounces them finds mercy." The special grace that has been given to children has been given to all of us. However, the challenge that has been set before each one of us is to retain the childlike faith that we have been given as we get older. In the book of Matthew, chapter 21, verse 15 to 16, we read, "But when the chief priests and the teachers of the law saw the wonderful things he did, and the children shouting in the temple courts, 'Hosanna to the Son of David,' they were indignant. 'Do you not hear what these children are saying?' they asked him. 'Yes,' replied Jesus. 'Have you never read, from the lips of children and infants, you, Lord, have called forth your praise?'" Jesus had performed many marvelous works at the temple in Jerusalem. Young boys playing in the area had deeply impressed Jesus because they began praising him. However, the religious leaders indignantly asked Jesus if he had heard what those children were saying. He answered, "Yes. Did you never read this? 'Out of the mouth of babes and sucklings, you have furnished praise.'" Matthew 21, verse 16, and Psalm 8, verse 2. Jesus warned those men to know that God's word authorized what was happening there. Children have a natural ability to praise God, even as infants. They have been given this ability by God. It is not only a miracle of God, it also influences us as adults to stay childlike. Our faith should be as innocent as the faith of a child. David, for example, had the faith of a child when he challenged Goliath to battle. David defeated Goliath with a single stone and a sling. He told the Philistine, "You come to me with a sword, a spear, and with a shield. But I come to you in the name of the Lord, the God of all the armies of Israel. Today, on this day, the Lord will deliver you into my hands. Everyone in this world will know that there is a God in Israel." David defeated Goliath with a single stone and a sling. The Lord our God did exactly what David predicted. God delivered the giant into David's hands because David trusted God completely. David did not claim this victory for himself, but he also praised the God of Israel for his victory over Goliath. Here we can see that faith, like a child, makes us able to crush and overcome the Goliaths that confront us in our lives. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, help us to remain childlike in our faith, humble, without prejudice, and full of trust, inspired by your love. Knowing that with you being our refuge and our strength, we can never fail to achieve our goals in life. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you, Pastor Philip. God is
sits on the grass. Evening has come. The tension of the day is slowly winding down. Relax and feel the breeze. It's time to be at ease. Come to my aid. Evening says to praise you. That I had is now fading.